Chapter 4
Harry, you have a smoke?
Sorry, Cap. I'm trying to quit.
Me too. I guess all that really means is that you borrow them rather than buy them.
Garwood stepped away from the corner and blew out his breath. With his foot, he moved a stack of boxes away from the wall and sat down on them. He looked old and tired to Bosch. But then he had looked that way 12 years before when Bosch had gone to work for him. Garwood didn't raise any particular feelings in Bosch. He had been the aloof sort of supervisor. Didn't socialize with the squad after hours, didn't spend much time out of his office and in the bullpen. At the time, Bosch thought maybe that was good. It didn't engender a lot of loyalty from Garwood's people, but it didn't create any enmity either. Maybe that was how Garwood had lasted in the spot for so long.
Well, it looks like we really got a tit in the ringer this time, Garwood said.
He then looked at Ryder and added,
Excuse the saying, detective.
Bosch's pager sounded, and he quickly pulled it out of his belt, disengaged the beep, and looked at the number. It was not his own number as he had hoped it would be. He recognized it as the home number of Lieutenant Grace Billets. She probably wanted to know what was going on. If Irving had been as circumspect with her as he had been with Bosch on the phone, then she knew next to nothing.
Important? Garwood asked.
I'll take care of it later. You want to talk in here, or should we go out to the train?
Let me tell you what we have first. Then it's your scene to do with what you want.
Garwood reached into the pocket of his coat, took out a soft pack of Marlboros, and began opening it.
I thought you asked me for a smoke.